W8FU.
Good morning.
W8RCY. You're alive. You're vertical. I wasn't expecting you to reach another 10 minutes, but I've been up since 4 on about 4 hours of sleep. Good Monday morning.
Hold on. That side curtain is side curtain. Side window is frosted up and giving me a hard time getting out under the winter. There we go. I'm rolling. Good morning. Yeah, I was up a little later than I should have been after the game and all that, but here we are.
Absolutely. We're here. The last 2 weeks of hullabaloo and holiday festivities and everything else, it's all gone now, and we're back into the official real world now, 5-day work weeks and so on and so forth. And yeah, I find out today I've got packages coming from Amazon and from Verizon, my new phone's coming. Verizon phone's coming today, that's supposed to, and then the Amazon packages that I have coming on Tuesday are coming today. So I got to sit tight and wait for all that, because everything I have coming, I have to show ID and sign for, because unfortunately we have some people that are have sticky fingers here in this campus.
So how does that work? Do they have to bring it all the way up to your apartment specifically? Or is there a location, or how does that work?
Depending on where I am on the campus, they have to ring my apartment from the call box in the lobby, or actually in the foyer, because they can't even get into the lobby. And I'll ask them to bring it up. If they can't, I'll come down. If I'm at the other end of the campus, I ask them to wait, and I'm on my way. Just walk right over there, because I'm usually just next door in the other tower. But I'll buzz them in, that way they don't have to get caught out in the cold. And show them my ID, sign for it, and boom, we're good to go. And if I'm not there for some reason, do not leave the package, bring it back tomorrow.
Well, I get that right up till you say buzz you and you're in the other tower. How do you get buzzed when you're in the other tower?
Ah, little cell phone trick. My front door unlocks is connected to my cell phone, so I could actually be sitting at the restaurant on Saturday morning, and, you know, if I wanted to buzz somebody in, I can buzz them in from sitting there at the restaurant.
Well, I take it this is an app that the complex provides, or did you install this yourself?
Well, the system is designed to work with your landline phone, and if you don't have a landline phone in your apartment, which I do not, my only phone being my cell phone, wherever my cell phone is with me, I can buzz somebody in. So let's just say I'm down, like I said, in a couple of weeks I'm going to be down in Florida, and you're out of beer, and you're going to ask me, hey, Don, you got any beer? Yeah, I got some. You know, you'd have to have a key to my apartment, but, you know, I can at least get you buzzed in through the security door.
Right. So it's right by the complex. Okay. That's cool. That's sounds like a smart idea.
Yes, it's a much nicer system. The neighboring tower still has the old system with the call boxes on the walls. We have our call boxes on the walls, but we got stickers on them that say that they're no longer in use. So your phone becomes the, whether you have a landline or your cell phone. The cell phone gives you the capability of roaming around the building still. But at least you have the chance to unlock the door and have an intercom. You know, they'll say it's FedEx or whatever, and I'll say, okay, I'm right around the corner, just give me a minute, I'll get you in, or whatever, or I'm on my way down, and so on and so forth. So we have both the intercom feature on my cell phone and the capability of unlocking the door on it.
Is that an app, or do you dial a number?
Oh, I'm sorry, maybe I didn't specify or describe it better. Yeah, it's through the building. So yeah, you can just like I say, walk up to the box when you come in. You're stuck between the double doors. You punch in a code, and it'll ring my phone. And as long as my phone is on me, wherever I am, you know, Joe forgot her keys or something like that. Well, she still couldn't get into the apartment, but you know, at least she can get into the building. Same thing with the pizza guys from Marco's or anything else. Just punch in the code and you're in.
So it's like a push notification to your phone that says, hey, this, you know, someone's trying to open the door, enter your code.
Well, my phone actually rings and the caller ID says, you know, Madison Tower front door security. And I just hit a button, and I answer, and then I punch in another set of buttons to unlock it. So, you know, I can have a conversation so I know who's at the door while I'm chilling on the couch.
I got you now. All right. I wasn't following. I was kind of putting the pieces together. Good morning, Donald. This is NAED up. I didn't mean to jump in, but curiosity got the best of you. You got to carry on. Well, that about answered all my questions. I was curious too. So, yeah, they must have a they must program it with telephone numbers, and it just goes out and makes a phone call based on a code that they put in. So, there you have it. Very good. Well, that's cool. Good morning, Dakota. How you doing?
Morning, Dakota.
Good morning, gentlemen. Like I said, I don't want to interrupt. I'm doing well. I thought I was more prepared for the real world that hit me. I did not want to get up this morning. I did not want to work today. So, Sean, hopefully you're in a better headspace than I am.
Well, I'm not horrible. I thought I'd be less enthusiastic. Not that I'm enthusiastic, but it is the first full week, right? So this is the grind. We do get a lot of holidays sprinkled in the first couple. I think they know everybody's suffering from post-holiday. There's a lot of holidays sprinkled in there in the first couple of months of the year. So we don't hardly go 2-3 weeks without a day off somewhere. So that's cool. And stayed up too late last night watching the football game. Was hoping to catch you this morning. So, but I could touch on that later. I was curious about the recent announcement. So, elaborate or not elaborate as much as you want as far as the gear goes.
Sean, you'll have to elaborate for me because I'm lost when it comes back. Donald, what kind of phone did you get?
Well, it's my actual Verizon phone. I've had it for about 5 years, and I finally overcharged it overnight a couple of nights ago. I think between Friday night and Saturday morning, it woke up and I saw that the case was cracked, and I looked underneath the case and the battery swelled inside the phone, so I'm getting the phone replaced. It's going to be another Motorola, Motorola One 5G UW phone, so I'm getting the exact same phone.
Ah, yes, the old swelling batteries. Seems to be a common thing with these lithiums. Are they running lithiums in those things? Now, I would imagine they are. You probably had a few apart, Dakota. Is that the technology they're running in the phones now? They're so thin, they gotta be.
Should have known that the Motorola guy would get a Motorola phone. They are all lithium ion. I haven't seen a nickel metal battery in a phone since, God, I think maybe Nextel. Nextel might have been the last one. Remember when you got them, you had to charge them to 100% before you used them?
Oh, I don't. I just, I never had one, but I never thought about the technology. But with as thin as the phones are these days, you know, and as long as they last, you knew they had to have something packing a lot of punch in there. So, LiPo makes sense. But boy, they like to poof up every now and again, don't they? Don?
6 hours. And yes, the Motorola guy does have Motorola. And my tablet is a Lenovo, which is a subsidiary of Motorola, or is it the other way around? The only thing I don't have that's Motorola right now is my laptop. It's about a 10-year-old HP.
You guys doubled, and Sean won, but I picked up the tail end of Donald. Donald, how do you keep a laptop running for that long? Yeah, I know, these batteries, everything's disposable now, right? Like, you're not keeping a phone for very long. Donald's probably an extreme case, right? 5 years before the battery swells is probably a record.
Apologize for the double. Well, when you work in this kind of industry with cell phones, you just know how to take care of them. And I was talking to a Verizon rep just before the Christmas holidays, and he was asking me if I was going to get a new phone. I said, no, this five-year-old rep is like, and he looks at it, and he says, it's 5 years old, and you don't even have a scratch on the screen? You must go through screensavers. I said, no, there's no screensavers on them either. I just take care of my equipment. Sean can detest how well I take care of my radios. My Motos, my HTs, are 5 years old, and there's not a scratch on them, and yet, you know, one of them gets used for racing purposes, and you know, you think it would get banged up, but it doesn't. I just know how to take care of equipment. I know how to maintain it and try to get the best performance out of it. If the battery didn't swell on Friday night, I'd still be using the phone today. So I just, that's just the way I am. Am I OCD? Am I, and things like that? Probably, but yeah. Like I said, you just got to take care of it. And as for the laptop, it's a dinosaur, and it does still have a CD, DVD burner in it, so, because I do like to play music while I'm working.
Oh, no, a CD and a burner? Holy cow. That is an antique. Anyhow, no, just circling back, Dakota, I guess you've got some gear for sale, and I was going to, so I heard last night, and I was just going to ask, what's up? If you care to elaborate. Otherwise, if you don't.
Donald, I wish I could keep technology running that long. I think I'm cursed because of the industry I'm in, and it never lasts that long. It always dies. I'd like to think I take decent care of my stuff, but I don't know. I don't know. It just dies. And Sean, I'm following now. Yeah, I texted little less than impressed with the old Meshtastic stuff, but I told Dave, I'm like, I'm just going to get rid of this crap.
Well, I guess my expectations were so low that, you know, I did nothing to be impressed, but you got in a little deeper, that's for sure. But it's kind of teats on a bowl, right? It's like, what's the point? So I get it. And where you're at, it's going to take some doing to get anything cooking out that way. Unless you use the MQTT, in which case, that's all fine as a stopgap, but that really defeats the original purpose. No, I get it, I guess. We got Donald test setting a node, because he's up really high, what, 10 stories, or whatever. So I've got one done up a little differently. We got to connect on, but I'll monkey with it a little bit. I've got a pretty low buy-in. You're not the first one to just say, eh. And John, 88DO, he had a couple of T-beams, and he said, here, you want to use these somewhere? So he's a little disenfranchised as well. But I get it. Anyhow, enough on that. Donald?
Well, except for keeping it charged, this thing has been running on my windowsill since breakfast on Saturday, and I don't know how much, Sean, you were able to watch it, monitor it, or try to get a signal through it. It's still sitting there now. I haven't touched it because I was away for a couple days. But did you get any feed from it or any feedback from it from anybody, considering my height and unfortunate direction of... you know, because it doesn't radiate all the way around because, well, you know the way out here. It's not going to shoot to the north or anything like that. Or south. It's either east to, like, southwest, and that's it.
What, John? No, okay. You know, I see it in my list of nodes, but I don't think I can get it directly. It looks like anything that it's doing or I'm doing is passing through. There's somebody between us that seems to be handling the traffic between the two. Now, having said that, I'm not 100% sure how he's got it set up, and we changed everything recently. So I've got one just like it, exactly. It's John's other one, as a matter of fact, and I did that one up with all the new credentials. So what I'm going to do is I want to connect with you, and then maybe get it on the Wi-Fi just so that it can do that. And I don't know. We'll talk about it. But I got this one here with me. I'm going to make sure it's all, you know, done up and on the new settings, and then we can swap them out or something like that. But no big rush. Oh, man, mine is my window so iced up here. But as Dakota points out, it's... it's a little less than impressive. It's just something to tinker with, which is kind of eh. Dakota?
Here's where I'm at. First problem. It's very difficult to make a standalone independent device that doesn't need to be touched. I have tons of batteries and solar panels, tons of batteries and a solar panel on one. It's at 12% after about, 10 days. And there's just not enough sun in the winter in Michigan to sustain that. So that's a small battery-efficient device with 15,000 milliamp hours worth of batteries and a solar panel. And I can't keep it running for 2 weeks because of the sun, problem one. The other one, the rack one, just kind of sucks. It doesn't charge, like, at all. And that one's a 2,000 milliamp hour battery. And I get about a week out of it. Problem two, my location. Too far from anything, and I'm not using MQTT to communicate with something that's supposed to be off-grid in case of emergency, yada, yada, yada. You know, the whole thing goes on and on about how this is supposed to be totally independent from any infrastructure. Well, it's not, so that's the equivalent of meat. I cannot believe it's not meat burger at Burger King. That's just dumb. So, yeah, and it has not impressed me whatsoever. The protocol is cool, whatever, but unless I lived on a college campus or in a city, there's no real-world use case for this, and it's never going to grow the way it needs to for it to function because the distances in which it operates are so confined, you would have to have such a high adoption rate for it to be feasible that it's just never going to happen. So there's my 2 cents. I'm burned out on MeshTastic. I don't think it's worth my time anymore.
I don't disagree. KE8RUH. I'll skip my turn and let KE8RUH go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I agree and disagree with Dakota. I think he's right. I think he does live too far out to get true adoption of MeshTastic. But like we've talked about in the past, it's not going to grow without some adoption. But Dakota, I'll send you over the solar panel that I have that I'm running on my Note that's on top of my house. It's been up there since November, I believe. And actually, I had it set up sitting in the garage, not getting any solar, since October, and I've never had to charge the battery. It's all been on solar since like October. Right now, I think my batteries are as charged as they've ever been at like 95% when I looked last night because of... So I'll send you the link to the solar panel that I'm using if you want to try it, Google. If not, totally understand. But I have never dropped below like 87% on the batteries, so maybe worth a try, but I totally agree with you. It's a novelty, it's a toy, maybe, like you said, in a big city college campus or at a conference, it would be useful, but day-to-day life, I don't really see it. It's got a long way to go.
Yeah, send me the solar panel. That's good to know just for my own purposes, right? I don't mess with this stuff until I get to the internet, if that makes sense. You know, All-Star is as far as I'm going to go. That's why I don't really care for the digital modes in radio, like FD8 and all that stuff. I just kind of don't want to deal with it. It's cool to test your gear, but I like things that are independent of other things, and if I got to hook it to the internet or a computer, that kind of defeats the purpose for me. Donald?
Well, I don't mind, putting equipment up on my windowsill to test or in the summertime out on my balcony to test. So if anybody needs anything, I've got height. The only thing is I don't have a full 360 sweep, so I'm not above anything. Like I said, I'm on a balcony 90 feet up in the air. But I've been reading up on it a little bit over the weekend, and I'm not really impressed by it either. Matter of fact, I might even unplug it and let Sean use it up for a couple more days to do some checking. I don't mind running it. But it doesn't really impress me either. And I just want equipment that I know that's going to work. It's going to be reliable, whether it's digital or analog. And I am restricted to antennas and things like that, living in an HOA. Senior campus and all, so that's my 2 cents on it. Sean?
Okay, I'm pulling up to the window here at Starbucks to get my coffee, so I'm gonna bow out the next round. Good morning, Anthony. I got to talk to you about see if you got some surplus PCs. Need a couple of Shack computers. I think it might be time to upgrade. Might see what might be interested in seeing what you got lying around. I'm kind of off the Apple, must get an Apple kick. At least, I'm not, but that's different entirely than my Windows-based shop computer. All right, anyhow, I'll be back in here in a second. I'm next one up at the window here. I think Dakota gets it next. W8FU.
Sean, I got a recommendation for you when you get back. Go ahead, Anthony. It was your turn, I think.
Yeah, Sean, I definitely have some computers that I can get you taken care of. I'll have, actually, low on inventory right now, but we'll have more in the next week or two. I will, I'll shoot you my phone number on Telegram, and just reach out to me, and I think we can definitely get something figured out for you. But, Dakota, I agree. You know, a lot of the goal is to keep stuff off the internet, and if you got to put it on the internet, it kind of defeats the purpose, because you can do anything with the internet. Why wouldn't you just send a direct message with one of the million messaging systems or, you know, whatever it is. So, and then the other thing is you said something about All-Star. You know, All-Star is also just a novelty. It just happens to work really well, and everybody's adopted it, and you can do what you want with it. So it's just a difference of what you're doing with your novelty devices and the adoption rate. I'm sure at one point people didn't know what they were going to do with All-Star, and I know I enjoy it. I know all these guys do too. So I think it would have been Sean, but maybe he goes over to, or no, it's Dakota, I believe. I'll leave it over to you.
And I am back.
All right, real quick, Sean, look for a ThinkPad. Anthony, hook him up with a nice ThinkPad, maybe like a 9th Gen X1 Carbon or something. Very affordable, parts are readily available, easy to upgrade, durable, great machines. I just put Linux on that one, and I'm a big fan of it. Been tinkering around with it. I don't know. I think you said you're a Linux guy. So good devices, affordable, parts readily available, tons of different models, you name it. Anyway, yeah, Anthony, I'm not saying I dislike All-Star. I'm just saying, you know, that's like the extent of what I want to mess with when it comes to something that should be off the grid. You know, I hate saying that. I sound like a prepper. I'm not a prepper. I'm prepared, but I'm not like, oh, the world's going to end. You know, I got to make sure I have redundancy and redundancy and redundancy. I just work in IT, and I hate the internet and all things technology because without them breaking, I wouldn't have a job. So I know the failure rate and the reliability of this kind of stuff. But yeah, Meshtastic, I'm not trying to dog it too hard. Like, it is cool, but like I said, the confined space in which it has to operate is just, I don't know. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Sean, go ahead, pick it up.
Yep. No, I think that, you know, the MQTT, which is where you connect it to the internet and let it do the backhauling for you, is like is a necessary stopgap until it can be more widely adopted, you know, and you can eliminate. I think the goal is maybe put up a few high MQTT-based nodes, you know, gateways, if you will, and let them kind of like fill in the gaps. And then as time goes on, you know, you say, hey, look, if we just had one device between here and there, you know, that would close this path. So I think it's going to be something more along those lines, you know, because it's like everybody's not going to run out and get one and deploy it. But you just got to look at it. It's a tinkerer thing. You know, the buy-in's relatively cheap and you can tinker with it. But if you don't have something, where you're at, it's kind of just, until that comes, for you, it's kind of pointless. Like you said, college campus, city, stuff like that, where we actually have a little activity around us, and maybe a unit here or a unit there could bridge a gap, you know, so that's it's a whole different kettle of fish. And as far as All-Star goes, I agree. I've always looked at that as a supplement, just like using my phone to dial into a repeater system is a supplement, but the real is the infrastructure. Now, having said that, the 44Net that we've installed, amateur-owned, operated, hardened, we put in all our own UPSs, our own generators, our own everything designed to keep it up and running. You're still dependent upon a network, but it's a network we own and control. Does that break the mold for you? Because as far as All-Star goes, as we get this 44Net deployed, you could be off the grid, kind of. You'd be on a different grid, but you'd be off the grid.
So I'm just curious whether that would be a little bit more acceptable. Donald, haven't heard from you in a bit, and pass it over to Anthony.
Well, as far as computers, if I upgrade my HP, I'm going to lose my Windows 10 because everything's a Windows 11 now, and I will get a Lenovo. I've got one in mind, probably a Carbon as well. But, other than that, though, it's a fantastic thing. Like I said, I read about it, and it's just spinning in my head, and I don't even have my DMR set up yet or anything like that, or a Node 4, all that stuff. So I'm just basically a crash test dummy over here for what you guys are trying to test, and that's about it for me right now. I'm just waiting for the coffee to finish up because I need coffee. About 3.5 hours, and I haven't had coffee yet.
Yeah, Sean, I think I can, Dakota made a good recommendation. I can look and see or keep an eye out for a Lenovo if you're interested in a laptop. I see some decent ones coming through every now and again. So, like I said, I'll send you my phone number. We'll get on the phone and figure it out and go from there. Dakota, don't mistake that. Saying that we didn't appreciate, like, or enjoy All-Star, just saying that it all had to start at the same point, and it's an adoption rate, but the beautiful thing is it is connected to the internet, and it makes it so that it's easy to adopt it, makes it so that you can talk on the radio in your basement, or like me, not be able to hit a repeater from my house with an HT. Makes it real easy to sit on the couch, watch TV, and talk to you guys. So it's a different tool. I think, like Sean was saying, and I think you said, it's just a different tool. It is relying on the internet, and it'll be interested to see what Sean's talking about with this 44Net and have that going. But it makes sense to have things that aren't connected to the internet and to the internet of things. So, over to you, Dakota.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not dogging All-Star. It's a convenience thing for me, for sure, to where I can, like you said, right, pull an HT out with a stubby little antenna on it, walk around the house in the yard, talk to you guys, versus if I wanted to do it legitimately via RF, I'd have to put an antenna on my roof, I'd have to run coax to the wall, I'd have to put a radio in my bedroom / office area, and then I'd be stationary there. So I love All-Star for what it is. It is a great supplement, as Sean said. And Sean, I am beyond intrigued on that 44Net. I'm ready to buy hardware to tie into it. I want to know more about it. You and I definitely should grab a beer soon and just dig into that, because that is, it's a contradiction because it's my world, and I know that it's not reliable, but that kind of stuff, the backhauled, hardened networks, really a bunch of point-to-point stuff, that's the stuff that I like because I know it works really, really, really well.
Am I made?
I don't know who that was, but you dropped out.
Am I making it in?
Now you are.
All right, give me a minute to get my Node fired up or get on my I'm just unloading the car here at work. I'll be back here in a second. Let me hit a few.
Anyway, Donald, good choice if you plan on upgrading. Those ThinkPads are the way to go. I switched my entire company over to them. I used to be a Dell guy. And the modularity, serviceability, reliability of those ThinkPads, and for what they cost new, really hard to argue. And then you can pick them up refurbished for next to nothing. I just sent Sean one. I think it was a Gen 9 X1 Carbon, which is what I put Linux on. It's an i7. They only run the Ultra processors in there, I think that was before Ultra, but they're the battery efficient ones. But if you're just doing general tasks, browsing, whatnot, it's fine. But it was an i7 16 gig and like a 256 or a 512 for $275 refurbished. So it's really hard to argue that, and then you can get parts galore, you can upgrade them, whatever. So just a little tidbit there if you're shopping, keep an eye on those ThinkPads.
W8RC Wi-Fi again. Yeah, that's what I want to get. Like I said, I got this HP when I retired, officially retired and shut everything down 12 years ago. It was 10 years ago I got this laptop, and it's about a 9-pound brick. And it does, like I said, have the burner and the recorder in it and player in it. And I like that because I like to slap in my music while I'm working. It's not going on like internet radio, but yeah. Like I said, I mean, I'm still trying to get into the nodes and DMR. I mean, I have my DMR, as some of you know, on my Motorola account. But, that's where I'm at right now. And the Motorolas need to be upgraded, whether Sean has the time or Wally has the time to do that. I don't know. I've been patient, and because I fully understand everybody in the working world. I mean, I worked in the zoo at Verizon. I've worked in the zoo at American Honda Motor Company and stuff. I've been in the zoo. So I hear all you guys, you know, I don't have time for this. And all of this, you know, some of you have family. I don't know if Anthony has family, but Dakota, you got your little ones going there and everything else. So as long as it takes, I can wait. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, we got to blow the dust off of Don stuff. You know, okay. We can do it now, we'll do it now, and I'll make the time. But, so that's it on my end. I have patience. Patience is a virtue. Patience is my sister's middle name, not mine, but I think I was blessed with it all. So when you get the guys, get to me and help me and stuff like that, I'd appreciate it. And I guess that's about it.
Alright, let's see if I'm here.
You are here, Sean.
The beauty ball star. Anyhow, a couple things. I wasn't thinking laptop, but I could be convinced this is for the Shack computer. And, you know, right now I got a little, I don't even know what it is. It might be an i7, but it's like a third gen or something like that. Basically two Shack computers not looking necessarily for anything compact, small, or laptop-y. Although, you know, I could be convinced to do something like that, but we can talk more about that. And, yeah, as far as the 44NEC goes, we put in all our own infrastructure. And, right, we've already done the backbone, so the backbone exists all over the state. And now it does have Internet, you know, at the ends, so, you know, you can route out, you know, to everything. But if that were to go away, the net within the state would still survive, you know, and everything that you've got set up within the state would all still be running because we control that and run that. And so the next phase, the first phase was point-to-point, tower-to-tower. And, you know, and that's where a lot of they go to our repeater sites, basically. And so our repeaters are all on the 44NET. The next phase is going to be some multi-point antennas so that, you know, we can, you know, put the grid in and make it available to everyone to hop on. So that's where we're at. Now, you know, I don't think anyone's going to get a point-to-point connection on the backbone, but when we get the multi-point antennas up, then, you'll be free to jump in on that. So, and like I say, I'm gonna bring it to my house, and all my ham radio stuff's going to run on the 44NET out of my house. Going to get a little microtik router because that's what they use. Get it configured for the system, and then it'll supply a Wi-Fi and a wired network for all my ham radio stuff, and then that'll keep it, you know, in my control and completely independent of all the internet stuff and whatnot. So that's coming soon to the airwaves near you.
When you and Dakota meet, talk about this, I want to sit there and be a fly on the wall that doesn't understand a bit of it, but it sounds super interesting. And when it comes time, would love to figure out how I could be part of it, because it sounds like something that is necessary and would be very cool to have. Over to you, Dakota.
Yeah, that's what I want to know a little bit more of, Sean, is how you plan on, you know, tying people into it. I'm not saying I'll be another node, but I don't know what your antennas are coming off of that, but I would love to. It would be very easy for me to route that into my house. Like I said, I got a dual WAN router where I literally would just need to get the proper antenna to route that into that, and then I can VLAN the switch however I want for that specific network and set up another Wi-Fi network specifically for that. So I would do the same. I would tie all my radio stuff to that to where if the internet did stop working, you know, all of our nodes are still connected and things like that. So I'm interested. I think we should grab a beer soon and talk about that. Anyways, guys, I am at work. I need to get inside. I got some new hires starting today, and back to the grind. So it was good talking to all you gentlemen. Have a great day, and I will I'll talk to you guys later. Clear after your finals, 7-3.
I'll go next. I have coffee now, and I'm ready to talk, and you guys are all leaving. All right, Anthony, Sean, Dakota, everybody have a great day. Take it easy on your first day back. I'm just on a hurry-up-and-wait mode because I'm just waiting on packages today. So everybody just have a good week, good start to the new year. Do take care. W8RCY, Donald in Madison Heights, we're clear.
John, I'll catch up with you later. I'm just down the street from the office. Donald, Dakota, it was great talking to you this morning. It was K8RUH, and I'll be clear also.
All right, guys, yeah, I just came into the shop, so I've got to do shop-like things. That's how that works. Otherwise, why would they pay me? All right, I'll catch everybody in a while. I'll be listening. W8FU.
W8FU-NAW. Still out there, Sean.
Okay, I heard Jay, and then I heard somebody call Sean, but like I said, I did just walk into work, so I only got a second. What's up?
That damn restaurant would sell those hot dogs you wouldn't give. So where is it over there?
All right, I found another one Saturday in Grosse Pointe on Mac. On Mac between Cashew and, well, north of Cashew, Mac. And it's called Max's Italian Beef. And it was very good. So you can get the Chicago dogs and the Italian beef and everything. Max's on Mac, north of Cashew. But the one I was talking to you about was Portillo's, which is on Hall Road, M59, and about Shaner, right out in front of the old Lakeside Mall. And it's called Portillo's.
Okay, well, I'll have to talk to you a little bit more about it when you get time there. So I'm not going to hold you up for work there. We'll get back with you, Sean. 73-NAW.
All right, Jay, good hearing you. We'll connect. But, yeah, there's that one, that new one I just found out about. Might be a little closer for you. I don't know. It's probably six, one, half dozen the other. But if you want to sit down inside, Portillo's is better. There wasn't a whole lot of seating in Max's, so there's that. All right, catch you later. Was there somebody else before I jump out of here? All right, might have just been somebody relaying. All right, catch everybody later. W8FU.
N-A-K-E-T.
Mobile. For a little bit.
W-A-W-W-S-M.
W-A-R-T-Y from W-A-R-T-Y, I am here, good afternoon. So I had a replacement node device to put up at your place, but I changed my mind. Well, that didn't change my mind, but an opportunity arose for me to deploy that one elsewhere. So it's now sitting about 5 feet away from the GMRS repeater. And so that means I'm going to have to, sometime when you got 15 minutes, I'm going to probably have to just jack into that one with my laptop and reconfigure it. But it won't be just a plug and play. It wasn't really good anyhow. And I'll show you how to, you know, connect up to it so you can join the party. Whoopee.
Okay, well, I'm available now if you want or whatever. Just give me, like, you know, a five-minute phone call, and, you know, you can run up here, and, yeah, we can do it. It's no problem. I got, you know, room and space. All right, well, I got to get home and get the company car parked and that, but maybe I will. We'll see. We'll play it by ear. Won't be long. Did you get your new phone, and is it all ready to go? Because like I said, the easiest and best way to do this is to just install that mesh access app, and then you can just, you know, poo-poo and go right to town. Well, the light bulb just went off in my head. No, I have not gotten my phone. I will not get it until about 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. It hasn't even left Texas yet, and I've been on the phone with them, so... We'll just scratch the whole idea for now, because I don't have it yet. And They said they were going to try to get it out to me sometime tonight. I said, yeah, what, 2 o'clock in the morning? And I said, you know, just get it to me by priority time, you know, 10, 10:30 tomorrow. So I don't have my phone yet.
All right. I mean, you can do it from the PC as well. And, in fact, the PC is really nice, you know, if you prefer to do it that way. It's got a little bit nicer interface. But, I mean, honestly, this thing is, you know, it's all this tinker, horsing around, playing and all this stuff. In essence, to send text messages. It's like, oh boy.
Well, per our discussions this morning between you, me, and the other two gentlemen, I'm not really interested in it at all. It's not what I'm looking for. But just like I said, if you guys need a testing site, and I've got the height, I'm more than willing and able to help you guys with that. And if you're able to hit it from your place and where I'm at with, you know, the way my building is configured, you know, at least you know that works.
Yeah, hard to say. I've been watching and I've been playing around some different things at my place, and I'm not sure I can see you directly. I think I'm bouncing. There's a guy that's like in between us, and I think bouncing through him. But I think that John has that one configured a little different now that we've changed things. So I really can't know until I get it standardized on the new plan. So that'll. So anywho. And since I can't log into it or do anything, I can't really, like, look at it and say, oh, yeah, I see what it's seeing or doing. So, anyhow, we'll probably be best to just wait till you get your phone, and then we can call that mesh bandwidth gap, and I can set it up real quick. And then that way you can peek in on it whenever you want. You go, oh, boy, look at what I'm missing out on. All right, just you listening right now, right? Everybody else got their ears closed? You're the only one listening?
Yes, I am. I almost double-keyed up on you there. I know somebody else is trying to jump in. But as far as I know, I'm the only one here.
All right, this is a super secret. I want anybody else to hear this, but we say it's the best thing since sliced bread so that Eric gets jealous.
Okay, gotcha. Best thing since sliced pizza. That's what I have for lunch is pizza. All right, we got you. WERCY.
So when you get it and you're underwhelmed, just you get on the air and go, man, this thing is the cat's pajamas. Man.
I don't like it, one of those. 488, standing by.
That's right, man. That's Catfish. Be there or be square.
All right, copy that. I got to do, I got to figure out now. I finally got my power strip so I can put everything together on my desk on one wall plug and this power strip surge protector thing. And I got to figure out now how I'm going to reroute all this wiring I've got back there. That's another project I got to do, so. All right, I will let you get home, get the company car truck or company vehicle parked there, and enjoy your evening. W8RCY.
All right, have to deal with some traffic there. All right, I'll decide whether I'm going to stop by before the phone. The phone part's easy. It's 30 seconds how we can do that over the phone part. There's nothing to it, so. I'll decide if I want to do anything before then or not. I don't think there's any big deal either way. And I'm focusing on the home club. So that'll keep me preoccupied for a day or two.
All right, copy that. Well, I don't know your full schedule or anything like that, but when I get it tomorrow, and I at least get it powered up because I got to do some transferring and phone numbers and all that, I'll be working on that too with it, but I'll let you know when it's here, and you can adjust your schedule accordingly.
How you doing, Tom? Whereabouts are you on this fine afternoon?
Square Lake.
That's not so bad. On your way home, on your last call, what are you doing?
I'm just sitting alongside some railroad tracks, hoping to hear some trains go by, because I'm a train nut too. So I'm just killing some time right now.
Well, that works. So that doesn't mean that your day's over, so you must have another call later this evening. But at least you get to hopefully see some trains if that's what you enjoy.
Yeah, it's the rail line right along Kensington Road that goes into Royal Oak. And comes up to Pontiac, you know, right where the Amtrak line is right there across Woodward. So I hear the rumble, then I know I got a train coming by.
Very cool. Yeah, I haven't been on a train in several years now. We used to take the train to Chicago relatively often, and since COVID, we haven't been back to Chicago, which means I have not been on a train.
Let's see here. I've been on the Michigan Transit Museum train that's off of Joy Road. That's like a 45-minute ride. I mean, the train doesn't go flying everywhere. You know, it's only so many miles of track, but that's kind of neat to take kids on, $7 a person. Let's see here. I've been on the Via Rail from Windsor to Toronto a couple times. I have family in Canada. And I've been on the subway in Chicago when I was a kid. About as many trains as I've been on lately.
You know, 2 or 3 years ago I was in Montreal and utilized their subway system. And boy, oh boy, is that efficient. And their stations are way underground and look very Eastern European. It was very cool.
Yeah, when I was a kid over the summer, my dad and I would go with his best friend, and we would go with the rail line, and we'd follow it. We ended up going from Michigan to Illinois. That's how we ended up in Chicago.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. I would love to, they have a, they call it the ski train. You can take the train from Denver to, oh gosh, I can't remember what ski resort, and it's like an hour, hour and a half train ride, and they drop you off in the morning, and then they come back and pick you up in the evening and take you right back to Denver. I think that'd be a fun trip. Get to ski all day and ride the train back and forth. Sounds pretty cool to me.
Well, you have little ones, don't you?
Yeah, one. Not so little, but still little enough that you could consider little. She's 11.
Yeah, we did the Michigan Transit Museum train ride. Like I said, it's only a couple miles of track. They go all the way up to the gate at Selfridge, and then pull all the way back, go across, crash it up at the end there, then they come back. And my daughter was 20. So we did it 2017. Took the whole family. It was like $50 for everybody. And we met up at Joy Park, hopped on the train. It was just a nice little train ride there about that trail. When they blow that whistle, my daughter's eyes just lit up. She's a big train fanatic like me. So's my son. You know, but for your daughter, I mean, you got the Polar Express out there in Durand. That one's supposed to be really nice. They're redoing the Pierre Marquette 1225, but still, it's a 2-hour train ride from Owasso, Durand area, into Ashley, I think. A little Christmas now. That's something neat to think about.
Yeah, that could be fun. You know, there's also, and I think I've looked it up before, but there's a line that goes to Ludington, and they do a fall leaf tour on that line, and it would be really fun because it's a relatively unpopulated area. You could probably get some cool views. Goes right along the Pierre Marquette River. It'd be fun, I think. Never done it, but I've been over there fishing and heard the train blow by hundreds of times.
I'm going to have to look it up. I know there used to be a steam excursion train somewhere through Ann Arbor. I remember working at the airport, and I heard it go by. Never got to see it, but I'm like, that's odd to hear a steam whistle going down the main line there over by the airport. So I don't know who that was, but now I got to find that one.
Yeah, one day I would love to take a long trip on a train, you know. I think there's one that runs across Canada, you know. It would be pretty fun to take it all the way from, like, Toronto to Vancouver, and just get to see the whole country like that. It'd be pretty neat to see. I've never done anything longer than going to Chicago, but I know probably 6-7 years ago, my mom took it to Kansas City a few times because my grandma wouldn't fly, but she would take the train, so they would take the train to Kansas City, and they said it wasn't bad, so just need the time, and you know, when you gotta work all the time, you don't really have the time to do long trips like that.
My sister did that. She took the Amtrak from Royal Oak or Detroit, one of the two, all the way to L.A. because she didn't want to fly. And she said it was great. She loved it.
That certainly would be interesting, but I can imagine it would take you quite a long time to make that trip.
I think it was 3 days on the train. That was quite a while ago. I'd love to do it. There is a guy on YouTube that took the rail. He traversed all across Canada by rail. One of those adventure YouTubers. And some of the scenery is just phenomenal. So you can find out who it is on YouTube.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those on YouTube where there's different people that do these long trips by train. That's actually where I found the ski train. There's some popped up in my algorithm, and some kid that was riding the 5 most interesting trains in the country or something like that, and one of them was the ski train. I don't know if it's the most interesting, but to me it certainly was.
I'm trying to find him on YouTube. I think it's like Downey Live. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I think there's several of them that do similar content, but makes sense. You know, a lot of people are interested in it, and there's a lot of different rail lines that you can take. Especially if you get out of the country.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what this kid does. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. It says, riding America's longest train to Alaska. And it's Downey Live, D-O-W-N-I-E. So, I'd love to do that. Stop what I'm doing, retire, and just travel by train everywhere.
It would be a very unique lifestyle, I would imagine. But definitely fun, and you would see a ton of stuff.
Was your daughter in, like, dance or soccer or something like this after school?
Oh, yeah, she's a dancer. A couple days a week, and then we ski, and she just recently started shooting a bow.
You have a tomboy.
Well, I have the best of both worlds. Mom can be happy because she's dancing, and I can be happy because we're doing all the other fun things. So it works out. And actually, I was shocked. I've been taking her to get, we'll call them lessons. It's more of like an instructional class, group class for shooting a bow. And it is predominantly girls and adult women. I was shocked. The only males that are there are the instructors and the dads of the little girls. So it's a pretty neat experience, that's for sure.
So is there another station out there? This is KGO Friday.
K8RU. It certainly sounded like it for a moment, but I haven't heard them come back.
Well, there's in the repeater, just no audio. Yeah, I have a coworker. His daughter is your daughter's age, 11. And she does, she's doing a bow. She's got a compound bow. And she's in karate. And she's also doing equestrian. And he's got a son who's younger. He does performance soccer, I think. But yeah, it's nice to see out. I got quite a few friends to equestrian that are also hunters. And they're all girls.
Yeah, I think, you know, somebody's going to have to keep the history of the sportsman alive, and at this point, it's looking like it might be the women. We'll see what happens.
I know my daughter's trying to get into heavy equipment operator. She did the evaluation for that through the operators union out in Howell, so... See how that goes, but right now she runs an oil change center, helps run an oil change center over in Macomb. But she's got her horse and her goat, so she's all around.
Well, that'll be an interesting career change, and probably a rather lucrative career change, I would imagine.
Unfortunately, everybody's all booked up for the season, so she has to wait till spring. But where we keep our goats, the owner of the property, she works for one of the big construction companies, and she's one of the top excavators in the state, female excavators.
That's pretty cool. I keep telling my daughter she needs to become a plumber. And I don't think she's down with that. Maybe we'll get an electrician.
My neighbor's daughter down the street is going to, I think, she's listening with her dad right now. She's in welding class. Sophomore or junior high school, she's doing welding. And she loves it. My daughter, I said, wants to get into construction. My son is in, I can't think now. Carpenter's Union. Yeah, he's a journeyman carpenter.
Very cool. Hey, Tom, I just pulled up at the house. I'm going to go in here, but hopefully a train comes by, and we will catch up with you soon. This is KE8RUH, and I will be clear on your final.
Well, enjoy the snow, but check out those YouTube videos. It's called Downey Live. And it might be something for a family adventure coming up when it available kind of thing. So 73, you have a good evening. No one waits for a train. See you too.
Double U8 CMC.
Is that you, Colin?
Why, yes, it is.
Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Julian Oscar here, KKTJ.
Wait a minute now, you gotta go a little bit slower for me. Give it to me in phonetics. I'm a little older now.
Kilo, Charlie 8. Kilo, Juliet Oscar. Kilo, Charlie 8. Kilo, Juliet Oscar.
What's going on, my man? It is I, Colin. I'm down here in Florida on the Treasure Coast. I'm here in the city of Port St. Lucie in the county of St. Lucie. And thank you so much for clarifying, Thomas. I'll send it back over to you from Whiskey 8, Charlie Mike Charlie.
Got a little bit of a echo there, almost like you're on a speakerphone or one of the hams over IP.
Sorry about that. I'm coming through EchoLink, and I'm talking through a webcam.
Okay, that's understandable. I've done that, especially on Zoom or Teams meetings. Yeah, you always sound a little bit different.
Yeah, is it understandable, or is it something that you have to get a little closer to the speaker, or is it okay? Can you deal with it?
I'm okay with it. I turn my radio speaker up, but there's a lot of road noise here on Van Dyke Freeway, so.
Yes, I can imagine. So I'm trying to talk directly into it so you can hear me a little bit better and maybe not have to stretch your speaker so much, but I'm trying not to go out of voice. And, I was just trying to pipe into Detroit and see how things are going because I'm down here in Florida and I haven't talked to my friends in a while. But probably many of them are not listening to this fricassee anyway.
Well, I'm sure there's a couple of the gang out there that you're chirping the air on. I just happen to be driving, so that's how I picked it up.
Which repeater are you on?
Warren, for right now, I'm going to get close to the Romeo, and I'll jump over to Richmond.
Okay. Yeah, you're starting to get crunchy on the Warren side, but very good. We've got our linked repeaters down here as well. I like analog. I'm a big fan, and all of the repeaters I have in my car are analog. The only digitile I have is with an HT, and so anyway. Dang, really, you know, I miss a lot of my friends in Detroit. One of them passed away, who was a big staple in Detroit, WUA8E, and I was really upset about that. But I wonder who the big-time entertainment Ham is, or Elmer is, in Detroit now that Don has gone.
That would be a question to ask some of the other guys on FBI, because I would not know. But I know everybody's a character somewhere.
Yes, they are, and I know all of them from their inception. So a lot of them that play around that are older, I knew those guys 10, 15, 20 years ago. And I see the evolution of ham radio and seeing people come, seeing people die, seeing people go, seeing people come in from CB to ham. One of the VEs local in the area there used to be N8KKG, now I think WI8W. You know, he had some things back in the day that were not good practices, but then he evolved and started doing things and got into the VEs and stuff. But then there's other characters like Mike W8MJC who take over a club and then go around the state acting like a buffoon. So you've got all your different types. But I just wanted to know who would be everybody's Elmer since Dawn has gone, because he was really the glue in the Tri-County area. That was my dude, W-A-A-D. This is W-U-8-C-M-C.
Well, I know that W-B-E Walt is a silent key just recently, and he was the one that, he was my B-E, and helped me get on the air. Very patient fellow there. Miss him.
Oh, hell no. When did Walt die? Got it? WB80. The voice of Useka, the lark in the park, the I'll do anything. Oh, man. When did he die, man? Come on.
Within the past month or two, I think. Saw it on Facebook. It was posted by Useka Facebook page. But, yes, he went silent key, I think, October.
You know, that sucks a barrel and a bat. That really sucks. Oh, I didn't want to hear that tonight. Man, I thought that guy would live forever, dude. I saw him at Swaps when I was a very, very, very young person, and I didn't even have a ham license yet. I think I was like 7 or 8 years old, and I happened to go by his table, and he says, "You interested in ham radio?" I'm like, "I don't know." You know, I was like 7 or 8, and he's like, "Well, my name is Walt, and I'm WBAD, and that, you know, that just stuck with me for years, dude. Like, because my dad used to take me to Swaps before I was a ham, and I've been a ham 27 years now, but my God, oh, you know, that just puts a thing in my heart tonight. But I appreciate you telling me that, because... you know what? Jim is now, he's not WAAW anymore. No, wait, who is W, no, no, that's, who's WCAD? That's, oh, God, what is his name? WCAD, WCAE, Jeff, yeah, okay, cool. But, yeah, people were trying to get the A, B, and C, and... there they are. Oh, that's crazy. Back to you.
Yeah, I started ham in 98. Got into it from my friend down in down south. And I went to the Mount Clemens train station there and tested for my novice. Missed it the first time. And then took it a second time. And then Walt said, "Why don't you try it for your tech?" So I tried for my tech, passed it. And got my license, had it ever since. And I used to talk on Yusika, and Walt was the first one that says, just, it'll come naturally. And it did. And I miss him greatly. He was a good teacher.
Bro, not only do I miss him, but I miss the 90s, because I was licensed in 97, so a year before you. And, dude, that Walt was on the radio from sunup to sundown. No questions asked. And whenever you needed somebody, he was right there. Aside from some other repeaters with some other great control ops that are now silent key. And they're all silent key, man. It's crazy. But, you know, I miss the 90s, dude. I miss the 90s ham radio, because that was probably the best active season for ham radio in the last couple of decades, or few decades. Back to you. Double U8 CMC.
KKKJL. Yeah, it was really active back in the... late 90s, early 2000s, and then my radio went kaput, and then I got another one, but I only had a 2-meter mobile, and then recently I just got a new dual bander, and UHF is way more busy around here than VHF. There are some activity on the VHF side.
Yeah, for sure. And, we have a lot more options these days than we did back then. But the 90s were great. The 90s were real great for radio. So, really appreciated those times.
Yeah, I was a little bit skittish being on UHF, and I heard a lot of activity on the FBI repeaters, and so I started talking on there. Met a lot of great voices over the radio, and I had the great friends. So they pulled me out of my shell a little bit, helped me get a little bit more on the air. I got my digital radio now is fully programmed, thanks to Captain Don. And then WNSU got me hooked up with the Open Spot 1. So, and I got an LTE modem, so I got digital mobile in my van. I got another radio that I'm looking at that's digital analog from NAKPP, Wally. Just wait for parts on that. And I'm getting a little bit more into it, and I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, I got to let you go. I need to say 73. Something came up. Whiskey 8 Charlie, Mike Charlie. Thanks for having memories with me, and we'll talk to you soon.
Foxtrot 8, Bravo Oscar Tango, listening.
KFACBG, listening.
KF8AYL monitoring.
Out to the vehicle yet?
No, I'm in my house.
Oh, hi, Fred.
You seen if Carrie's on her way home? Michelle's on her way home right now, too.
No, I don't know. She hasn't been on the radio yet. Put it back on the right frequency. It was on GMRS channel for a few days because I goofed up and forgot it there, but I think I put it back.
Michelle's stopping getting dinner for us. She didn't want to have leftovers. She got out here about 10 minutes ago, so I see her car sitting at the drive-thru.
Sitting here watching Jesus, watching Discovery HD. Contraband seized at the border.
Waiting to see if there's anybody in there. Hookers and blow, hookers and blow. Or are they bringing in illegal poutine?
looking for friends, you know, see if I see any.
Or...
I'm creating a new user and setting up a new employee's laptop. But it's actually sitting in the front office so that the user can use it in the morning. Finishing it set up for them. Do you guys have a okay Christmas and New Year's?
Yeah, we didn't do much for Christmas. We had our Christmas the week after Christmas to make it easy on everybody else. I just gave all the grandkids gift cards because they're all old enough now to know what they want to buy themselves. It saves a lot of headaches, so it wasn't very adventureful. I mean, the only person I got presents was Leo's baby, you know, because she's, 9.5, 10 months old.
Michelle just yelled, Leo had a kid?
Yeah, he's got a little girl, Izzy.
That's what I told her. I said, I think it was last Christmas.
February 14th, I believe, is her birthday. It was the day before my cancer surgery. So I'll never forget her birthday. She's a sweetheart. She loves me. It doesn't matter if her mom's got her or if Leo's got her. If I walk by and put my arms up, she instantly clings to me.
Aww.
I asked Leo, is she walking yet? And he says, no. She says, she's standing, but she won't walk. And so, okay, so I brought her in the front room, put her on the floor, put my arms out and said, come on, come to Grandpa. She walked to Grandpa.
Michelle's like, Grandpa has the magic touch.
Yeah, I told Leo, I says, Grandpa's house is where all the grandkids come to learn to walk. He says, that's what Jenny said, too.
I'm exhausted. I think I got 14 and a half hours already this week. I had 36 hours last week, and I only was supposed to work Thursday, Friday, because that's when I came back from vacation. So, yeah.
We love you.
Yeah, I know, right?
I hate cold.
I hate it, too. It was quite chilly coming home tonight.
Well, it was sort of a gift to the Yamaha Rhino, which is a side-by-side. Want to go out and play in the damn thing with the thing. You know, it's a little 4x4-wheel drive thing with a little dump box on the back. But it's so effing cold. All I can do is go out in the garage and keep adding things to it. I put a windshield on it, I put a roof on it, I put driving lights on the front, I put a backup light on it, slow moving vehicle sign on it, change the oil in it, put a siren on it.
Little air horn button too?
Yeah, it does play siren, fire whistles, for a horn, and you pick up the microphone and you got a PA system. The stupid what you can buy for $16 or $17 off Amazon.
Oh, I know. Hey, I've been really good with my Amazon. Okay, ever since we bought this damn house, my Amazon drunk habit's been pretty decent.
I don't want to talk about it. I think I put $700 last month.
Well, my work, on the other hand, that's a whole other Amazon story. Luckily, my Amazon habit's been met with my stuff for... Oh, she'll home. Yeah, the garage door's closing, and she's coming. And there's the door bell for the house. Yeah, at least with work, I've been, I guess I should hang the phone up. My work... I gotta finish this email and then I come. You gonna come downstairs? Okay.
Eat your food. Nobody in the world needs to eat cold food or stale food. I'll be sitting here. I need to help you.
Well, I just got to copy two more things and send this email, and then I can do the rest of my work from upstairs. Kind of where it's been.
You're bored, and you turn your radio on? Oh, well. And it'll be you.
Unless you must be working late tonight. Any WLT?
I gotta say, she's working. WFS.